This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Taz and the Moose with you. Jack Del Rio joins us now, former NFL head coach, analyst. Hey, Jack, Taz and the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning. We appreciate it.
Jack, what's up?
Yeah, good to be on, man. How's it going this morning?
We're doing well. How about yourself, all right?
Yeah, everything's good.
You know, Jack, you know, big interesting Thursday night game tonight. You know, what did you make in which, you know, we heard Troy get critical of Jerry Jones yesterday on a Dallas radio station. Certainly a lot of speculation about the future of Jason Garrett down there in Dallas as the Cowboys head coach. I guess from your perspective, how difficult of a job is that Cowboys job in being a head coach?
Well, I think it's unique what the requirements are. You know, there are not a lot of owner/GM arrangements like that. And so I think that part offers some challenges. But at the same time, you know, Jerry does really want to win bad, and he's willing to pay and invest in players. And so, you know, you got to appreciate that in the GM.
Yeah, it's got to be a tough thing, though, right, Coach? I mean, that just to have someone, you know, more or less, I don't want to exaggerate, say micromanaging to that level, but you know what I mean? Like someone that's hanging over your shit. That's got to be a tough thing. When you're a head coach, you know, you've done this for years, and you as a great player, and then get into your coaching career, you know, there's a machismo there. There's a pride there. It's your team, right? And now you got someone looking over your shoulder. That's got to be a little tough.
Yeah, well, that's the thing you have to understand when you're dealing with a general manager. You know, it's his team. And as the head coach, I mean, that's, you just have to understand the role's just a little bit different. It's unique. There are not a lot of people that have done it. Not a lot of people have been able to be successful doing it. You know, I think, you know, obviously Al Davis out in Oakland, God rest his soul, but he was one that was able to do it and win championships. And so, you know, I think Jerry, you know, he and Al were actually close. And I think he's modeling himself after that and hoping to have the same results. And so that's why you got this pressure, like, hey, it's time to win now, Jason Garrett. And that's, you know, he made that very clear, but he has spent the money and invested in the players. So, you know, to me, that there's two ways of looking at it. You know, you can be talking about a championship but not being willing to spend and do the things that championship teams do.
Right.
And that's not the case. They are, you know, doing and spending the money necessary to have a really strong football team.
Jack, do you think the Cowboys respond tonight in Chicago against the Bears?
Well, they have to. I mean, one of these teams, this is kind of an elimination game. You know, one of these teams I guess the Cowboys wouldn't be out of it, but, you know, the pressure will just continue to mount. They have to win. First of all, if they want to win, they've got to start feeding Zeke. You know, don't forget what made you, you know, a promising team. It was signing Zeke. It was getting that locked up, you know, early this offseason. To me, he is the straw that stirs that drink. They become a little bit pass happy for me. I'd be feeding that guy. It runs through Zeke. I'd run it through Zeke in that O line, and then let Dak. Dak's a good player, but if you start chucking the ball around, you know, it just doesn't work. I mean, to me, the time tested approach of being good on defense and running the football, controlling the ball, still wins.
You know, to your point, Jack. You know, during that Thanksgiving game against the Bills, when the Bills went into Dallas and beat up on them 26-15. I was surprised because I'm a Bills fan, right? And I've watched that Bills defensive line. It's a good defense that McDermott's got, but the defensive line, the rush defense has been a little bit rough. You know what I mean? And I was surprised that, you know, you got Zeke, you know, he had like, I think, like 70 yards rushing. They didn't feed him more, to your point, in that game against the Bills.
Yeah. No, I think to me, it's, it is the key to them having a chance to make a run. And if they would do that, I think they can get hot in December and roll right into the playoffs. So and then do some damage. So, you know, to me, it's what they're really built around. They're built around having Zeke, having that big offensive line. You know, Dak is a terrific player, and he's really developing, and I think becoming a potential star. But I mean, a real top quarterback. But to me, that doesn't mean you go back there and throw it 40 times a game. You throw it 40 times a game, you typically lose.
Especially after you just gave Elliott the contract he gave him in the offseason. Jack, you know, over the Patriots, you know, with how limited that offense looks right now, you know, can that defense carry them through the AFC playoffs and into the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I think we saw last year a little bit, you know, where they leaned a little bit on the defense and they, you know, they ran the ball a little more and they did those types of things. And you know, look, Tom is still, he's a champion. I mean, this guy's got a champion's heart. Now, you know, you can't sleep on the Patriots. You know, he and, you know, Brady and Belichick, long as they're a tandem and the way that defense is put together, the way they play in the secondary, you can't sleep on the Patriots. To me, the fact that they've got some young quarterbacks that are really talented in the AFC that have knocked them down. You got two of the top three, and they're going to play the third one this weekend. And those teams are all sitting there in the playoffs. So that makes it a daunting task. But you know, I've just learned over the years, you know, you just have to appreciate the job that Bill Belichick's done and the work that Tom Brady's put in. And two of those guys, don't ever count them out.
Yeah, no, it's tough to do that. So Jack, you've got to talk a little bit about, I'd love to get your take, I should say, on Lamar Jackson. The progress and the improvement this young man has made from a year or two ago. I mean, just break him down. You as a former defensive player and as a defensive-minded guy and expert, how the hell do you, you know, game prep for a guy like Lamar Jackson?
So I think teams go into it, and they have an idea that they've got to get population to him because he's going to make a few guys miss. And they're right, you do. But I also, when I'm watching the tape, I'm seeing teams that they're not playing assignment, you know, football. They're not playing sound and solid. Mm. I think we'll get a look at Buffalo trying to do that. I think Sean McDermott does a great job, guys. And I think the 49ers came close. They held them to, what, 20 points, all right? Took a game-winning field goal late.
Right.
They slowed it down. I mean, Lamar still went over 100 yards rushing, okay? But their offense only had, like, 280, all right? So they weren't, you know, they didn't roll up 40 points, and they didn't have so much fun and all that stuff. So I think the San Francisco kind of showed the way, and I think Buffalo will take that cue, and if they can just tighten it up and you can't have two guys chasing in the wrong hole, you know. So like they run that option play, and somebody's got to take the dive, and somebody's got to take the quarterback, somebody's got to take the pitch. I mean, that's just, it's option football, and it, you know, it's not normal for the NFL. So I think you're going to see an adjustment period here, which is taking place. But I do believe that there's enough talent on the field for NFL defenses to get the option game slowed down. And the tough part is when he drops back and starts throwing the ball real accurately. But to me, that's what you have to make him do. Even though he's done it well, I think you've got to be able to play the option football and then make him throw the ball in the air.
Jack, are we sleeping a little bit on just how good the Bills are in the AFC?
Yeah, the key is the quarterback. I mean, you know, Josh Allen has taken a couple steps forward. Can he continue that? That's the key. You know, to me, what they are, they're a physical team. They're a tight team. You know, they're a tough team. They've invested in their offensive line. They're going to run the ball. They're going to play good defense. So all that, you know, to me, that's winning football. Now, to go to the next level, you're going to need your quarterback to make plays. Because the reason you say that is like, well, I thought you said you need to run it. Yeah, in order to run it, all right, you've got to convert some third downs. You've got to get some chunk plays. You can't just, run it, and not do anything else. Okay, so I think the quarterback's going to be the key for them. Josh Allen, he is showing signs. You know, when the young man does what he did last week, when like they fumble a snap, he grabs the ball,
yeah,
and he just kind of Supermans his way through about four people. First down, to me, that's good. The team feeds on that, and he's going to need to make a couple plays like that, or not necessarily like that, but you know, where he takes off third down and uses his feet and gets a couple big first
downs. Yeah, he does a good job. He's a tough kid, and he ad-libs well, you know, with the ball, and that's what he did. He had no choice, right, but the ad-lib there.
Right.
So, Mike Tomlin, right, with the Steelers, I mean, Coach, do you feel like this has kind of been like his best coaching job of his career? Is that an overstatement, or what do you think on what Tomlin's been doing?
I love it. First of all, I love it. You know, Mike, I told Mike I did the ESPN coverage of the Rams playing there at Pittsburgh, and right. I told him before the game, I said, Mike, I said, this might be your best, man. You just hold the G up. Because I really thought, you know, the message that he delivered, and I'm talking about back in September, you know, when the things started happening, the wheels started falling off, Roethlisberger's gone, all right, now this guy's gone, that guy's gone. So all of a sudden, and he's kind of got the team still believing and fighting. I'm like, hey, man, you're doing your best work right now. And so I do believe he's done a tremendous job this year. Credit, you know, to me, that's what coaching is, all right? Taking what you have and making the best out of it, making it work, no excuses, conveying that to your team, providing the vision, providing the leadership, he's doing that.
Hey, Jack, we appreciate the time this morning. Happy holidays to you and your family, and enjoy all the football this upcoming weekend, all right?
Thanks a lot, Coach.
Great weekend, yeah.
You too, man.
Appreciate it.
Take care,
you got it.